The idea started with a horse. Why is it that horses can run so much faster and more efficiently than humans? It's not just their size. One reason is the tendons in their legs.
They have these very long tendons that stretch from the hip down to the ankle, as opposed to humans that have really short tendons that just stretch across single joints.
This is Brian Glaister, an engineer and co-founder of a tiny Seattle startup called Cadence, tucked away in Wallingford. The insight about tendons and a gee whiz idea to make us all run like horses came from a scientist in Cleveland, Ohio.
The researcher there had an idea of, well, why don't we put a long spring on a human and see if we can make them as efficient as a horse. They had the idea, but didn't know how to build it or how to bring it to market.
So Glaister and his engineering buddy, Jason Shane, started working on a model. Pretty soon they saw, there's no way. If you tried to put a super strong tendon on a human, you'd crush the bones in their legs. So forget about superhuman strength. On the other hand, the idea of a cable that goes from the hip down to the ankle, that might help someone who can't lift their leg. For example, many stroke victims have trouble with the muscles that lift your leg upward and keep your toe from dangling down.
You can't lift your leg off of the ground. You drag it behind you or you try to swing it around, and it's terribly inefficient. So many people just opt for a wheelchair.
I had a boot, a plastic boot.
Carl Simmons had a stroke 5 years ago, and he recovered pretty well, except for his right leg. The stiff plastic boot was the only technology available.
It was supposed to just help me straighten my foot out. It didn't help me with my knee or anything like that.
No wheelchair for Simmons. He had a cane, but he could barely walk. I caught him at an appointment with a specialist in Seattle who put him in the device that Brian and Jason invented, inspired by the horse. They call it the Kickstart. Simmons is sitting in a chair in an exam room. He's attaching black Velcro straps around his thigh and calf. The device looks like a knee brace you might wear after surgery.
That's pretty quick to put on.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad at all.
What's unusual and relates back to the horse is the thick cable that runs from a belt around his waist, down the side of his leg, and into a customized New Balance shoe on his foot.
Now I'm going to put the tension on the cable. Come on.
The cable has an adjustable gear, and he's cranking it tighter. In the middle of the cable is a spring. That allows the cable to stretch and then snap back as he swings his leg.
It assists. There's no doubt about it.
He's relearning how to walk. The progress feels dramatic to his wife, Peg. She says a few weeks ago, they couldn't really walk together.
I used to have to go really, really slow. Really slow. And we had a situation just this past week where he was way ahead of me in the mall.
Back at the office in Wallingford with the engineers, Jason Shane shows me the secret to making this whole thing work. It's an ordinary coiled metal spring, like the kind you'd find in a hardware store.
As I take a step forward with my unimpaired side, I'm adding essentially more length into the spring.
So each step you stretch the spring and then the spring
recoils in such a way that it's directed towards my hip to kind of help pick my leg up off the ground.
It's like getting a little extra push. The device costs about $6,000 off the shelf, unless your insurance company will pay. The goal nowadays for people trying to recover from a stroke is to get the damaged leg or arm moving again by any means necessary. That can slowly teach the brain to map a new pathway to the limb. Those changes require thousands of repetitions, and a mechanical device lets you practice all day. A lot of new devices are coming out to fill this niche that are high-tech, involving computer chips and sensors. The Kickstart is simpler, and the only one inspired by a horse. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.